What is known as the Terrace at Delaware Park welcomed its first guests Thursday evening. It will serve its first lunches next Tuesday. The menu includes many ingredients that, according to co-owner Jason Davidson, will be locally sourced as much as possible.
Things don't grow year-round in Buffalo, so being, you know, right up the street from the Bidwell Market, me and Chef love to run down there and, you know, grab great heirloom tomatoes from Tom Towers Farms and, you know, a lot of the local bakeries and stuff like that. So as much as we can source, we definitely put every effort in doing so. But, things like, our tuna is flown in from, you know, Hawaii. We can't source things like that here, and we will be open year-round. So that is a commitment that we are making, though.
The restaurant had its critics during the planning and construction process. A series of articles published last year by the weekly newspaper The Public suggested there was no competitive bidding and no real public input in the planning process. Others raised concerns about parking issues. Mayor Byron Brown said there was public input.
The process was extensive. The process was door to door. And I really want to thank the Conservancy for working with my team. Andy Rabb, our Deputy Commissioner for Parks, is here, and really sweating every detail to make sure that we checked in with the community.
As for the parking concerns, Davidson said the Albright Knox Art Gallery has offered use of their spaces after it closes. The Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy is also welcoming the restaurant. Executive Director Stephanie Crockett said Davidson and business partner Mike Schatzel spent more than $300,000 of their own money to rehabilitate the upper level of Marcy Casino, and they'll give some of their earnings to the Conservancy for park maintenance needs. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.